Hi, this is Brad Brain. I'm here today with Abigail Carnate. She's the Regional Sales Director with Desjardins Insurance. Abigail, I'm a parent. You're a parent. I think as parents, instinctively, we know that if something were to happen to one of our kids, we would immediately give our complete, total focus to that situation. But let's talk about worst case scenarios. Maybe even scenarios that are so overwhelming, we just can't handle those things in stride. Let's talk about critical illness.
So critical illness is generally not discussed or a topic of discussion when parents have babies or kids. However, you know, year after year, we've seen that critical illness diagnoses are occurring. It is, you know, certainly a lot more frequent than it was just even a decade ago. Unfortunately, you know, we don't know why, but it is happening, and it's our duty as financial advisors and insurance advisors to educate our clients. You know, one fact that I can share is a couple years ago, I believe it was in 2016, there were 142 new cases of cancer diagnoses for children under the age of 12 here in BC alone. And it's sad to say, but that number is rapidly growing and, you know, incredibly mind-boggling to me. And you're right, in the event that this does happen to one of the children or one of our immediate family members, you bet your butt that you are going to drop everything and ensure that you could beat this diagnosis or ensure that you get the best quality of care and the best treatment there is out there.
Yeah, totally concur with that. My experience has been if something happens to your family, if there's a child in particular that gets sick, you're going to do whatever it takes. And I had a small example of this recently in my own life when my son needed some medical attention. So thankfully, it was not a critical illness, but it turned out he had a broken finger and a sprained thumb. And he was in a lot of pain. It was obvious he needed an x-ray. So we go to the emergency room, but it's a 4 to 6 hour wait. So the point is that even though it's a relatively small injury, it meant I'm not at work. And when I'm not at work, I'm not earning any money. So imagine if it's not such a little injury. Imagine if my boy's in children's hospital. Well, now I'm not at work for an extended period of time. Now the question is, where does the income come from if I'm not at work? Not just to pay the medical costs, but also what my family needs to live on a monthly basis, food, housing, etc. So how can we create some resources to deal with this?
So that's a really fantastic question. So one of the products that we have available to consumers is called Critical Illness Insurance. And it really isn't as bad as it sounds. Actually, in my personal opinion, it's one of the best gifts you can give to your children. And not only to your children, but for yourself as a parent as well. You know, I promote it constantly as the gift that keeps on giving. Essentially, what you're purchasing is a contract that will provide you and your child freedom, choice, and flexibility. So essentially what it will do is it will provide you with funds, a lump sum amount that will help you in the event that you can't go to work when one of your children is diagnosed with a condition, get the funds to be able to pay for the treatments. I mean, we do have the best medical care here in British Columbia, but there are still a tremendous amount of out-of-pocket costs that we incur. So, you know, an insurance policy for this child in the event that they get diagnosed, it's a lump sum amount that will be provided to the family. You receive this tax-free. So how it works is a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, whoever wants to purchase this gift for the child would pay premium for 20 years. That's all. It's a level premium, so there's no surprises in the event that you pre-plan for a certain budget. There's going to be no surprises that it'll increase in the future. And the fantastic thing about this is it's got the option to stay in force for life. So even if the child grows up and becomes a responsible adult and has a family of their own and then eventually retires, unless a claim is made or this particular contract is canceled, the coverage will always remain. And so, you know, with this particular contract, there are many other carriers in the industry that offer similar solutions, but Desjardins is one of the leading carriers when it comes to critical illness in general, be it a child contract or an adult contract. So I'll just, you know, share a couple key features here to me that are important. You know, we've got enhancements to our contract where we will pay out on every single cancer claim. Doesn't matter what it is, what stage it is. Secondly, is there's no waiting period. We all know when you're sick, time is of the essence. And when you need money, you needed it yesterday. So one of the things that we have on our contract is a very important feature where if a cancer claim is made, there is no waiting period. You could submit a claim right away versus the traditional 30 days. With other carriers, and you don't want to have to wait a month or more to get access to money when you really need it.
Yeah, no kidding. So you and I, we actually spoke about the Desjardins contract back in August when we were both at a conference in Whistler. And I'm a busy guy. Everybody's busy. I had a bunch of projects in the go, and although I was super impressed with this contract, I just didn't get around to it. It didn't seem urgent to me. And a big part is my kids actually already have critical illness coverage. So what I wanted to do was add Desjardins to what they already have through another company, but I never got around to it. I procrastinated. Now it's November, and ironically, that same finger injury that I mentioned, that would have been a covered condition under the accidental fracture rider that Desjardins has, something that they're not currently covered for. And I would have been able to make a claim for that lost time that I had while I was looking after my kid. But I think a lot of people, they see the need for coverage, but it's human nature to think it's not going to happen to them. And that's not logical thinking, because it happens to someone. That's the simple fact. But it's still, it can be hard for a person to write a check for an insurance premium if they think, logically or not, that they're never going to need the coverage. So one of the things that I really, really like about Desjardins is you've got the return of premium feature. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, it is a fantastic feature. And just, you know, to touch on that situation that happened with your child there, I don't know if you know this, but if you hadn't procrastinated, you probably would have gotten a check for $750.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Yeah, no kidding. Well,
you know, I've spent a lot of time thinking about this over the last little bit because, you know, obviously $750 isn't something that's going to be, you know, change the quality of our life over a decades-long basis. But, you know, the reality is I spent a couple, 3 days here in clinics and in emergency rooms, and I didn't have income that week, not as much anyway. So it would have helped. It really would. That my own experience clarified the value of that rider in my mind.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. There's a ton of flexibility with this plan. You know, different types of claims can be made, but one of the things which you touch on is ROP, also known as return of premium. So the brilliant thing about this plan is I actually call it a savings component. You know, maybe an additional top up to that RESP that you started for the child. So how it works is 20 years after the contract has been in force, the child or the parent has the option to cancel the plan and take back every single penny that was contributed to keep this policy in force. So there are no fees that they would incur to have this option. It's completely free of charge. But then this child could use it to supplement whatever they want, be it their education, be it purchasing a car so that they can get to and from college or university, or, you know, maybe take some money to help top up a down payment for a mortgage. All of this is available to them the minute the child, or the minute, sorry, the policy reaches 4 years and above. So, you know, there are no restrictions here. If they wanted to take their money, they absolutely can do so. They're not contractually having to pay for the policy for over 20 years. But what's great about this is if they don't and they want to leave it, they can continue to keep the coverage in force. After 20 years, we won't ask for another premium. We won't ask for another dime to be contributed into this plan. It will stay in force for life. And this is why I call it the plan that keeps on giving. Because a lot of the times when we're not paying anymore, you know, 20 years down the road, we just, it's kind of like we're paying for an RESP. We forget about it and don't realize that the contract is there until something happens. And maybe down the road, they don't need the contract anymore. Well, you've just provided that child with a bunch of funds that they could utilize for whatever they want.
Yeah, that's great. It really is. So I think the moral of the story here is don't put it off like I did, because critical illness insurance will give you protection if you need it, and the return of premium rider will give you your money back if you don't. But critical illness insurance, it doesn't keep you from getting sick. That's obvious, right? It doesn't keep you from getting sick. What it does, though, is it gives you the resources to help you deal with that illness. And I can tell you this. The only thing that's worse than the illness itself is having that illness and not having options to help you deal with it. But this stuff only works if you actually do something about it. So give us a call to discuss your financial protection. Abigail, thanks so much for spending some time with us today.
You're very welcome.